Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
The opinions and suggestions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and not necessarily endorsed by Talk Radio 1170, the E.W. Scripps Company, or the program sponsors. This is Money Talk with your host, Dan Witham. Dan is a financial advisor with offices at 8516 East 101st Street, Suite C in Tulsa. You can reach him anytime throughout the week at 918-398-8387. Dan is a manager with and securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Now, here's Money Talk.
Good morning. I'm Dan Witham, your host and branch manager with LPL Financial. Joining me today in the studio to my left, JC Haspel. How are you?
Damn well. How are you?
I'm good. Great. Good to have you here. Good to have all our listeners out there. And we always give away a free book here on Money Talk. The book this week, JC, is on a different subject. It's not about stocks. It's actually about bonds. It's called Bond Investing for Dummies. And it's a good book. It's a basic primer on bonds for people to learn all about bond investing. Most people don't know a lot about bonds. They know more about stocks than they do bonds, I'd say.
That is very true. Very true.
And because most of Wall Street spends their time talking about stocks, of course. I can't remember the last time I turned on CNBC and they were talking about bonds.
Yeah, it's pretty unusual.
It would be very unusual. They talk about stocks all the time, all day and all night, and they rarely talk about bonds. But we're going to talk about bonds and bond funds today, closed-end funds in particular. But this book is called Bond Investing for Dummies. It's your friendly guide to trading the bond and bond fund market, which we're going to talk about some bond funds today, as a matter of fact. And we're going to talk about some closed-end funds, JC, which are different than what many people probably don't even know what I'm referring to, what that instrument is.
Yeah, they're not very common.
And I would say that's true for a lot of people, that they just don't know what a closed-end bond fund is or a closed-end fund is, as a matter of fact. We're going to explain that on today's show. But if you'd like to have a free book on bond investing called Bond Investing for Dummies, we will send you a free copy of it. Plus, we will send you a 14-page report that lists our bond funds that we're going to talk about today and the returns and the combined portfolio returns for all five of the bond funds. That shows you the annual returns and everything and how they've done over the last several years. And these funds, JC, have a 11.77% average yield.
Oh, wow.
And dividends, that's what they pay every year, 11.77% for all five combined. Average of all five is 11.7. One of them is as high as 13.2% yield. So they pay quite a serious yield, quite a high yield compared to CDs, you know, especially. But anyhow, if you want the book and the report, just give us a call, 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Just leave your name and your address when you get our voicemail, and we will send you the book, Bond Investing for Dummies, and our report on our bond funds, absolutely free, no cost and no obligation whatsoever. And the report, JC, is this new software that I have shown you about before we went on the air. And I really like these reports. I like this new software, and this gives you a lot of information about each of the funds. It shows you each annual return going back several years, as well as the combined portfolio returns going back several years, and the yield and everything else, and all kinds of nice graphs and things like that. And it's a really an excellent report, I think, and I would encourage people to call for the information. I think it's more interesting than the book, actually, but that's just my opinion, but that's the way I am. But if you want the book or the report, just give me a call at 918-398-8387, 918-398-8387. Just leave your name and your address, as I said, and we'll send you the information. And some of the chapters from the book, JC, Risk, Return, and Realistic Expectations. The key word being realistic.
Yeah, sometimes it's hard to find.
Yes. And I was talking to a client just yesterday that came into the office, JC, and I said, you know, I say one thing, but a client hears something entirely different.
Yes.
Especially on the radio, you say something and people hear something entirely different. If I mentioned him that if I say low volatility, people hear no volatility. Yeah, and they're not the same thing. Not at all. Anyhow, it's just kind of interesting. But yeah, risk return and realistic expectations. Risk-free investing, it says, U.S. Treasury bonds, industrial returns and corporate bonds, lots of protection and just a touch of confusion. Agency bonds, Ginnie Mae's, Fannie Mae's.
Yes.
And Freddie Mac's. And yes, believe me, there's people get very confused when they start seeing principal payments come back and interest at the same time on those. And they're an interesting subject, an interesting phenomenon to say the least. But anyhow, there's all this is covered in the book and a lot of other subjects as well in this book. And it's a really a good book. I think if you want to learn about bonds and bond investing, I think it's a good place to start. And if you want a copy of it, just give me a call. 918-398-8387. 918-398-8387. Just leave your name and your address when you get our voicemail, and we will send you this book and the information for no charge, no cost, no obligation whatsoever. JC, I want to talk about what a closed-end fund is, first of all. Most people, when we say mutual funds on the show, we mean open-end mutual fund.
Correct. Right?
And if you buy an open-end fund, JC, let's say you buy a PIMCO open-end bond fund. You're buying it from PIMCO itself. You're not actually buying it from another person.
Right. It's not traded on an exchange.
Right. Whereas if you buy a stock, if you buy Apple stock or something like that, you're buying it from another person normally, unless it's in the primary in the IPO market. Normally you're buying it from another person, right?
You correct. Know,
the trades across the exchange. But when you buy an open-end mutual fund, you're actually buying from the fund company itself, whether it's Fidelity or Vanguard or whoever it might be. If you buy XYZ Fidelity fund, you're actually giving the money to Fidelity and they're going out and buying the shares and the stocks in the fund for you. And as a result of this, mutual fund companies have to keep a lot of cash on hand, right, JC? Does that make
yes.
sense? Because, for example, in my office, I have a $17 million position in just two funds that we own. So if we liquidated those positions, that fund company has to give me $17 million on a given day, right? And so the fund manager has to keep cash because there's lots of people like me all over the country that trade these things for their clients, and they could potentially call up and request $100 million out of the fund or whatever it might be. And so the fund manager has to keep cash, and that hurts their performance because cash doesn't perform as well as bonds do in the current market environment, you know, in general. And I'm speaking in general terms, of course. So that hurts their performance. But if you're running a closed-end fund, JC, and you have $100 million today in your fund, you're going to have $100 million tomorrow to still manage in your fund.
Right.
You're not going to have to cover liquidations of $17 or $50 million, whatever it might be. You don't care. If you run a closed-end fund, you have a set amount of capital. You don't care what liquidations happen or who, because there are no liquidations of the fund itself. There's actually sales and purchases of the fund from individuals from one to another, just like a stock. A closed-end fund trades just like a stock. It trades across the exchange. And so when JC buys XYZ closed-end fund, he's actually buying it from another person, just like we would buy a stock. And so the fund manager doesn't care, and they're not influenced by liquidations and purchases and things like that. It doesn't change their amount of capital that they have to invest. As a result, a closed-end fund manager, JC, can be a little bit more long-term oriented in their investment process, right?
Correct.
And that helps, especially in high-yield bonds or any kind of bonds, because they can hold them to maturity. They can buy whatever company, Ford Motor Company's bonds or General Motors bonds, and they can hold them for 20 years or 10 years because they don't care what liquidations occur because it doesn't affect them at all. They don't have to sell their bonds because of that. And what's the one time, JC, when an open-end fund faces the most liquidations, what kind of market do they face the most liquidations in?
The down market.
A bad market, yeah. Right? So in 08, for example, in 2008, you had millions and millions of dollars of positions being liquidated every day at the funds, pretty much in general, for all the funds in general. And when's the worst time to sell your positions?
At the bottom of a down market.
When they're down, yeah. Right? When they're down. But this is what forced fund managers to liquidate, was people were liquidating their shares. And so they had to sell their bonds and their stocks also at a loss, at a bad position, at a bad time. And that's the last thing you want to do as a fund manager is have to sell positions, but you don't have a choice if you get liquidations. So if you have a closed-end fund, you don't have to do that. You can manage your capital, and you still have $100 million. And if it goes up or down, it doesn't matter. You still don't have to liquidate those positions based on what the market does. So you can take more of a long-term approach to investing because you're not forced to do liquidations at any point in time by the market or by customers, by owners of the fund itself. So they can basically get much better returns And they can also do other things that can enhance their returns, like sell calls or buy puts on the bonds or the stocks. And they can enhance their returns by doing so. And that's one of the things that helps them. Another thing is most closed-end fund managers have more freedom to do what they need to do in the fund itself, the way the fund is written, by the way, the nature of the way it's set up, and the rules are different for them. They can be more aggressive. They can do different things that they want to do to enhance returns. And so many closed-end funds get better returns than open-end funds, especially in the bond arena. I did some research on this to find a 12% yielding open-end mutual fund, JC. And
I didn't find any.
Yeah. I couldn't find
That's
any.
That's not surprising.
And so yet I found five closed-end funds, four of which are run by PIMCO, one company itself, that are getting 12% or better. And there's probably other funds that have higher yields. I just didn't look at those because they may not have as good of returns. But these five funds have had yields of 11.77, plus they're up 14% on capital gains over the last year. So the combined return is actually 26.36% for this portfolio over the last 12 months, 26.36% between yield and capital gains. And that's quite a good return for being in the bond world. I think that's an excellent return. And I don't know if bond funds that have done that well in the last 12 months. I don't know if any bond funds have done that well in the last 12 months, especially to pay a 12% yield per year, which is if you're collecting the dividends and spending them, living off them, whatever, that's a pretty hefty dividend. We've got to take a quick break. If you want more information on this and the book, just give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Just leave us your name and your address, and we'll send you the book and the report on our bond funds absolutely free, no cost and no obligation whatsoever. 398-8387 is the number.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
To Money Talk. I'm Dan with along JC Haspel. That's, you know, that is JC.
You know, being a music expert, you would think I would, but no, I do not know who that is.
That would be Todd Rundgren. So great voice.
Not ringing any bells there, but
great singer, Todd Rundgren. Anyhow, our book for this week, Bond Investing for Dummies, a great book all about bonds and corporate bonds and treasuries and a few other types of bonds. We'll send you a free copy of it. Plus, we will send you our 14-page report on 5 bond funds, closed-end funds that we're talking about on the show that have a current yield, dividend, if you will, of 11.77% per year. JC, that's just a little bit more than a CD at 0.000 nothing.
Right.
Wouldn't you say?
Yeah,
and
yes,
and if it's a Bank of America CD, it's even less than that. I mean, it's just, I'm surprised they haven't gone negative with the rates yet on the CD. You passed old, you hold your CD here. But anyhow, we'll send you the book and the report, and the bonds are yielding, or the bond funds are yielding 11.77%. Plus, they have a 14% capital gain this year for a total return of 26.36% for the year, and that's average for the 5 bond funds. We'll send you the information on them for free and the book for free. Just give us a call, 918-398-8387, 918-398-8387. Just leave us your name and your address, and we will send you all this information. No cost and no obligation whatsoever. It's free. And it's an excellent report. It really is a good report. It's pretty self-explanatory, but we'll also go over it with you. If you want to call us or come in and see us, that's fine. We'll go over the report with you if need be. Anyhow, JC, I was talking to you during the break about advertising, right?
Yeah.
If you're Fidelity, let's just say, which is one of the biggest fund companies, them and Vanguard are the two biggest, I think. Does Fidelity do any advertising on TV?
Oh my gosh, yes.
About every 5 seconds?
Yes.
They have a commercial on somewhere, right?
Yes.
Do you think that those ads cost money?
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure.
They cost a lot of money, don't they?
I haven't looked into it personally. But.
Right. So, but if you're advertising nationwide, just in the U.S., let's say on national TV, you're probably going to pay. You're going to have some advertising expense.
Yes.
Somewhere along the way, you're going to have some advertising expense. Okay. And Fidelity does this, and Vanguard, all the fund companies do this. They do this to bring in money, right?
I would assume.
Because they want you to invest with them, right? Because Fidelity makes money managing other people's money.
Right.
I mean, that's what they do. There's nothing wrong with this. I'm just trying to explain the business model, if you will. And I'm oversimplifying it. So forgive me. I'm picking on Fidelity, but all the fund companies do this. I'm using Fidelity because people will know who I'm talking about, hopefully. So, at the end of the day, if you're running XYZ fund, an open-end fund for Fidelity, you have advertising expenses, which are probably in the millions.
I would assume.
For their funds, yes. if you're running a closed-end fund and you don't need to raise capital every day, you're managing the same amount of capital whether people buy your fund today or don't buy your fund.
Right.
You're still running the same amount of capital. You don't need to advertise your closed-end fund because it doesn't do you any good
right.
to advertise your closed-end fund.
That's why most people have never even heard of them.
Yes, and this is why you don't see ads on TV for closed-end funds, because they don't care if you buy them or sell them or not.
Well, and that tells you something about an investment. There are investments out there like annuities that are heavily advertised, open-ended funds, annuities, things like that.
Right.
And then there are investments that are not advertised at all
right.
to a large extent, and they still stand on their own 2 feet. To me, that tells you something.
Well, and these bond funds are outperforming the open-end funds by a wide margin.
Well, and that's the only way you could exist, really, is to outperform everything that's being so heavily advertised.
Yes, and you're correct. And so what I was trying to say is a closed-end fund manager doesn't have advertising expenses, so they generally can have lower expenses because advertising is an enormous expense for most fund companies, especially when you're on TV every 30 seconds. You know,
well, that's just one of the ways they advertise. I mean, golly, in the mail, we get so much, you know, water bottles and all sorts of toys and stuff like
that
fund companies send people to incentivize them to advertise their funds. And
Yes. Golf balls, you name it.
Yeah, it's all cost money. So.
Yep. It all costs money. And then, so anyhow, what I'm trying to say is closed-end funds oftentimes have lower expenses than open-end funds. It's not always the case, but I'm speaking in general terms here, very broad, very general terms. Some of the funds that we're talking about today, PIMCO has four of these funds. PIMCO is the reigning champion of the bond world, shall we say. Bill Gross worked at PIMCO for many years, and he built PIMCO up to run billions and billions of dollars of bond funds. PIMCO knows bonds probably better than anybody in the mutual fund world, in my opinion, at least. And they do a better job than most companies do of running funds. They run four of these funds. The fifth company, is a company called Western Asset Mortgage Defined Opportunities, which is a fund, which I abbreviate to WMD, JC. That's my abbreviation, Western Mortgage Defined Opportunity. Hey, it fits. You know, if the shoe fits. Anyhow, it's a great fund. It's done very well, and it's got a yield of, 11 or 12%. Let me look in here and see what the yield is exactly. I can tell you it is 11.57 on the WMD fund, the Western Asset Mortgage Defined Opportunity Fund. It has 11.57% yield, plus it's up 15.94% on the capital gains side year to date. The price basically has gone up 15%,
right.
JC, almost 16%. For total return this year, in the first 10 months of this year, JC, it's made 27.51%.
Not bad. Especially for bonds.
And this has no stocks in it. This is in bonds. This is in bonds. I mean, that's a pretty good return. We don't see that very often. Try to find an open-end fund that does that, JC.
Right.
Open-end bond fund. I mean, good luck with that. But, you know, and I was talking, another thing I was talking to you during the break was how these funds did in 08, in 09. And I can't remember which one it was, but one of the PIMCO funds I have in here, here it is, PIMCO Corporate and Income Strategy. JC, in 2008 was down 0.39%. Starts with a zero. Okay, 0.39. Less than 0.5%, JC. If that was what your portfolio did in 08, you would not have noticed.
Yeah, when a market was down 38%.
Yeah, most people would not have even noticed that. But then in 09, how did it do? Let's look at the 09 performance, because some funds were down in 09, believe it or not. 09, this fund made 41.85%.
Wow.
So at the end of the two-year period, you were up a little over 40%. But most people were down close to the same amount. You know, they were down 30 or 40% at the end of 09. Most people were still down. So, not bad, you know. And the nice part was, if you dropped 0.39 in 08, you probably didn't even notice, and you weren't likely to sell your fund.
Right.
You weren't as likely to dump it and run. You know, whereas if you were down 30% in another fund, you might have cut and run and never gotten the next year's return, the 41% gain that this made the following year. And so, that's another reason why I like these, because they're fairly stable funds. They don't have a lot of volatility to them. But yet they have excellent returns. You know, they've averaged, about 14 or I think it was 12 or 13% over the last 5 years, and they're up 26% this year. This is not the normal year for them. You have to keep in mind this has been a good year for them. So not every year is going to be like this. Keep that in mind. But these are bond funds we're talking about, by the way, and they've got a pretty good track record. Some of them do, and they're closed-end funds. So you buy them like stocks. You trade them like stocks. If you want to know more about them, just give us a call, and we'll send you our 14-page report. that goes over all the funds in the portfolio and shows you all the numbers for the funds in the portfolio combined. And it's absolutely free, along with the book, Bond Investing for Dummies. We'll be happy to send you a copy of both. Just give us a call at 918-398-8387. 918-398-8387.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Money Talk, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Dan with him. I guess the music just cut out. I guess we're done. That's Chuck Berry, JC.
I didn't know that either.
Okay. Anyhow, I want to remind you of our free book, Bond Investing for Dummies. You can get a free copy of this excellent book and our 14-page report on the bond funds that we've been talking about. Closed-end funds that yield an average of 11.77% per year. It's almost 1% per month, JC. Just under 1% per month. Yield compared to 1% per year for a CD.
Right.
Unless you're at Bank of America, in which case it starts with a bunch of zeros and then they had a 0.00001% per year, you know, something like that. So anyhow, the information's free. The book's free. Just give us a call at 918-398-8387. 918-398-8387. Just leave your name and your address when you get our voicemail. And we'll send you the book and the information. Of course, these aren't the same as CDs, JC. They're a different animal, but, I mean, you can increase your return exponentially.
Oh, right, yeah.
And if you're a CD buyer, you don't have to take all your money out of CDs and put it into these funds. You could take a little bit out and put it into these funds, and your return will still go up exponentially, you know, if they do what they've done this year, you know, for your overall portfolio, your return will still go way up if you're all in CDs right now, let's just say. And anyhow, I want to talk about something else, JC. I'm going to change gears here for a second. And we're going to talk about a thing called S-Dog, S-D-O-G, like the animal, like Max, my dog.
Right, right.
You know? S-Dog is the symbol for an exchange-traded fund. So you see, this fund is based on the Dow Dogs, the dividend strategy, buying the highest dividend
dogs
yielding.
Dogs of the Dow.
Dogs of the Dow, yes. Yep. Anyhow, this one buys 5 stocks in each of 10 sectors, the 5 highest yielding dividend stocks in 10 sectors from the S&P.
So it's got 50 positions?
50 stocks, yes. Okay. If you do the math, 5 times 10 is 50. If you do the math, and so it's got, and they're equally weighted in 10 different industries, all from the S&P. So they're blue chip stocks. They're going to be large companies, you know, well-known companies for the most part. And it buys 5 each in 10 sectors every year, once a year. And it's made about 14% a year for the last 5 years. Done very well. This is a value play. Of course, you're buying value stocks. You're buying stocks that you think are undervalued. And just like the Dow 10 strategy is a value play also. This is just a little bit more diversified than the Dow 10, which I like because I like being a little bit more diversified because the Dow 10 is very concentrated.
Yes.
Being in just 10 stocks, of course, hence the name, the Dow 10. But I like this a little bit better. And you can buy this ETF. It's SDOG is the symbol on it. And if you want information on it, just give me a call. We'll send it to you, of course. But some of the companies in here, JC, you may have heard of a few of these companies. Okay, Ford Motor Company.
I have heard of them.
Okay, Garmin. You probably heard of Garmin. They make the GPSs that you, I think you have one. I know you used to have one. Macy's, which is a retail store. If retail stores are still around, JC, I know you're probably surprised by that look on your face. There's others that, besides Amazon. There's other places to buy things out there. I know. It's amazing because it seems to me like it's Amazon anymore. But Mattel, Inc., the toy maker, of course. Coca-Cola, you may have heard of.
Heard of them, yeah.
This company. Kimberly-Clark, of course, the large paper and toilet paper manufacturer. Philip Morris is in there. Procter & Gamble, which makes just about everything from soap to laundry detergent to toothpaste.
Yes.
Procter & Gamble. I grew up in their backyard, so I went to school at Miami of Ohio, JC, which is about 20 minutes from their headquarters. They're in Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah.
And so they recruited heavily at my school, I can tell you. They recruited, hired a lot of people at my school. Williams Companies is in here. Interesting. So, local company. Chevron, you may have heard of.
Heard of them,
the oil company. One Oak is in here, JC.
Heard of them as well.
Let's see. T. Rowe Price. big mutual fund company, huge financial company is in here. Eli Lilly, drug maker, Johnson & Johnson. You've probably heard of Merck, Pfizer, Caterpillar, Emerson Electric. Have you ever heard of this company called, a little company called General Electric?
I have heard of General Electric.
Been around for a few years. Yeah, GE. One of the few that has it.
Do a lot of different things.
And they have a AAA credit rating, too, by the way. One of the few companies that has a AAA credit rating. Cisco Systems is in here. HP, well, Compaq, whatever you want to call them, Hewlett Packard, Compaq. IBM, which has been around for a day or two, is in there. Xerox. Yeah, there's DowDuPont is in here, JC. There's a few companies that have been fairly successful over the years. AT&T's in here. Verizon's in here. Yeah, just a few names you might know that are in this SDOG ETF. And it's done very well. It's done, you know, about 14% a year. It's a value play. It's basically stocks. You're buying a portfolio of stocks, of 50 stocks, and they're S&P stocks, mostly companies you'll know. There's a few you may not know, but they're stocks that people think are undervalued, and that's why you're buying this ETF, and it trades for you. It trades them out as they fall out of the 50 or whatever. It does it for you automatically, so you don't have to do anything. It's kind of a one-decision investment.
Right.
And I like it for a portion of a portfolio. I think it's a good part to have in a portfolio. It shouldn't be all of your portfolio, but I think it's a good place to have some of your money. And it's something you really don't have to worry about. You can just buy it and hold on to it and not worry about it. And it's done very well. You know, for the 5 or 6 years it's been out, it's made about 14% a year. So, and value tends to be a little bit less volatile than growth, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, by definition, that's just the nature of the beast.
Right. And so it's a little different than buying like William O'Neill stocks. It's going to be less volatile than buying William O'Neill stocks.
Right, right.
Because it's a value play, and that's one of the reasons people like it so much. Plus, they tend to have good dividends. They tend to pay higher dividends. Value stocks tend to pay a little bit higher dividend yields than growth stocks do. And it's not a bad way to go. JC, what do you think people fear most? A temporary decline in prices or a permanent loss in purchasing power?
Well, they
Which one should
fear
they fear most? Let's put it that way.
A loss in purchasing power.
Right. But what do they actually fear most?
Short-term decline.
Right. Short-term declines in prices rattle them more than long-term purchasing power. You know, let's just say, for example, it doesn't exist, but let's just say we had a stock that paid, that made 2% a year every single year from now to eternity. People would line up to buy that stock.
Yes.
But they shouldn't. Because what's inflation running at historically?
3%, I believe.
About 3%. So at 2%, you're about 1% underwater before tax.
Mm-hmm.
That's before taxes. After taxes, you're even further underwater. But let's not even worry about that. And so if they buy this stock and they hold it, this imaginary stock, for 2% a year, it's like a quagmire. They're sinking slowly but surely into it, and they don't even realize they're sinking, right? They're losing purchasing power every year, at least 1% a year in purchasing power. But yet I can promise you, if such a thing existed, they would buy it all day long. People would sign up for this all day long.
I had almost the exact conversation with a young couple. It's been within the last month, and they're in their 20s, both making very good livings, and they're wanting to invest in CDs, and they wanted to do this for the next, you know, 20, 30 years. And I said, you are going to devastate what your potential earnings over that time,
right,
by doing that. You are just never going to get any sort of decent performance out of CDs. And you have so much more potential. Even if you have some volatility, even if you have some down years, at the end of the day, you're going to be so much better off not doing CDs, because they're not going to make you any money.
Well, because if they're doing only CDs for 20 years, they're dying. They just don't know it.
Right, right. Yet.
You know, they won't know until the end of the road, when it's too late to do anything about it. And it's kind of sad. But that's the way things are. You know, when we get these temporary declines in prices, like in 08, sometimes they tend to get our attention, like 08 did, because it was very sudden and very dramatic. Of course, we also had CNBC and Fox Business News helping to feed the panic by publishing the bad news every single day.
Right.
And people feed on it and people watch it. And the more severe the decline, the more people watch the TV. I hate to say it, but that's the truth. The more they pay attention to it, you know, and the more they pay attention to it, the more what happens, JC, the more fearful they get.
Yes.
And then the more fearful they get, the more they sell their positions.
Right.
And
well, at times like that, reality goes out the window. It doesn't matter what's true. It doesn't matter what the facts are. It's pure emotion, and there's very little thought that goes into any of this.
Well, and that's a good point you make, that reality goes out the window. That's exactly what happens in that market. We take a leave of our senses, and we step outside the realm of reality, and we jump into this realm of all emotions, like you said, and we trade based on emotions, and our fear Our survival instinct teaches us to survive today, not long term. Our survival instinct teaches us to get through today. And then they think, to get through today, I have to sell my positions and at least live to fight another day. And so they sell, you know, at the wrong times, we talked about earlier in the show, but at the exact wrong time, when the last thing they should be doing is selling. And then they call up XYZ open-end mutual fund and make them sell their positions. And that poor fund manager's going, oh, I wish this weren't happening.
Yeah.
Because they're forced to sell positions when they don't want to sell positions, and they have no choice. And that's in the open-end fund world, not the closed-end fund world that I'm referring to, the open-end fund world, which is where your 401ks and things like that are invested in, for the most part, open-end mutual funds. And we're forcing the fund manager to commit an error, basically is what we're doing.
Right.
By making them liquidate our positions, whether it's a stock or a bond, it doesn't matter, in a down market, we are forcing an error upon the fund manager. And then a year later, we're going to blame who for the bad performance of the fund? We're going to blame the fund manager.
Yes.
The bad performance of the fund, even though they had nothing to do with it, absolutely nothing to do with it, but yet they still have to take the heat for it. That's just life in that world, I guess. Sometimes you just got to take the heat for things that are beyond your control. And it's unfortunate, but that's the truth of the matter. We've got to take a quick break, but I want to remind you of our free book, Bond Investing for Dummies. You can get a free copy of this book and our report on our bonds, our bond funds, 918-398-8387. 918-398-8387 is the number to call for the book and the information. Absolutely free, no cost, no obligation.
Bob Wills is still the king.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are a few of the things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV on your time.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Money Talk. I'm Dan with the Mullins, J.C. Haspel. Thank you for listening to our show. Hope you're having a great weekend, whatever you're up to. Our free book this week, Bond Investing for Dummies. You can get a free copy of this book and our 14-page report on our closed-end bond funds yielding 11.77% average right now, with a total return this year of 26.36% for the funds. And that's five closed-end funds. The information and the book are free. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call 918-398-8387. 918-398-8387. Leave us your name and your address, and we'll send you the book and the information. JC, that's about 11 times what CDs are paying right now.
Oh, yeah.
In which case, unless you're with Bank of America, in which case it's more than that. Yeah, it's about 30 times what Bank of America is paying. So it just amazes me. People get Bank of America money, but they do it every day, and yet they get almost nothing for it in return. Okay, we were talking during the break about the Dow Jones. Do you see the Dow Jones Industrial Average?
I've heard of that.
Is it still around?
I believe it is, yes.
Yes. Back in 2008, a lot of people thought it would not be around anymore. It dropped to, as you researched for me, it dropped to 6443 in March of 09, early March of 09.
March 9th, I believe.
6443 the Dow Jones dropped to. And what is it at this morning, or what was it at yesterday, JC?
23,000, wasn't it?
Somewhere a little over 23,000, yeah. Right? Okay. Is 23,000 more or less than 6443?
I believe it is more.
Yeah, almost four times what it was back in 08. So stocks didn't go bye-bye?
No.
The U.S. market didn't go bye-bye?
No.
Okay. But people thought,
yeah,
in 08, that the whole world was going to end very quickly, didn't they?
Yeah, everyone that called into the office, everyone thought the dollar was going away,
yes.
Stocks were going away, bonds were going away. I remember getting asked the question, what happens if the dollar and stocks go away? So, well, we're in trouble. I mean, it's going to be a bad day.
It doesn't matter what happens after that.
It doesn't really matter whether we're invested or not, if they're both worthless. We only got two options, either invested or not invested.
Yeah, and Glenn Beck was having a heyday back then because he was selling gold like crazy and trying to pitch gold, and everybody was like, oh, yeah, we got to buy gold, got to buy gold. I can't tell you how many conversations I have with people about the dollar not being the reserve currency and not being traded anymore and being worthless and the Fed doing this and the Fed doing that. And strangely enough, we're still trading in dollars today. It's still the reserve currency today. And because the one thing I said to them is, what's going to replace it? And the only thing they would say was either gold or the Chinese yuan. Well, neither one has, certainly not gold. No. Neither one's replaced it. And then they were trying to say that they were the people that were selling gold were trying to tell us that we're going back to the gold standard. And I was like, no.
That's because they wanted you to buy their gold.
Right. They wanted you to buy gold because they were saying gold's going to become scarce because right. if we go back to the gold standard, the government also has to buy billions and billions or trillions of dollars worth of gold. Well, there isn't enough gold out there for us to go back to the gold standard. Even if we owned every piece of gold in the world, we still couldn't be on the, we don't have enough right. to back our dollar like we used to be and back in the, before the 70, before 73, when Nixon took us off the gold standard, by the way.
Well, and think about this for a second. Going back to the gold thing, it's kind of a pet peeve of mine. You know, if you've got a bunch of, you know, people that have a bunch of gold, these so-called gold experts, and they think gold is this just great investment, why wouldn't they hold it? Why would they sell it to you if they think right. gold is going to go up in price? Correct. In 08, they knew the world wasn't collapsing. They knew everything wasn't going away. The dollar wasn't going anywhere. They wanted your dollars. So they traded you their gold for their dollars.
That's right. That's what they wanted to do. It's exactly what they wanted to do. All right. I got to tell you a story about a puppy, JC. When my son was young, we got him a puppy.
Is this going to be a sad story?
No.
Okay.
I went to the vet to get the puppy his shots and his checkup and everything. And I said to the vet while we were sitting there, I said, this dog's kind of hyper. He bounces off the walls most of the day. The vet looked at me and rolled his eyes and said, congratulations, you have a puppy.
So welcome to puppies?
Yeah, he said, you have a puppy. He's like, you've never had a puppy before? I'm like, no. And he said, this is what puppies do. And I was like, okay, all right. Well, sometimes stocks can be like puppies, JC. They get volatile. We get through periods of low volatility, like we're in right now with the market, relatively low volatility. And then we have periods of high volatility, like we had in 08, obviously very high volatility in 08. But you have to remember that stocks are like puppies. Sometimes they do that. Sometimes they do crazy things that we don't expect. And so, like me in the vet's office, we need to expect that they're going to be puppies. They're going to do what they do, and that's what they do. And we can't help that. Much as we might try to think they're not going to do that, because we tend to get more into stocks in markets like this when they're calm, and people flee stocks in markets like 08, right? Except for the Warren Buffetts of the world who buy them like crazy because they're on sale. I mean, who intuitively think, hey, this is a good time to buy some stocks. Most of us just aren't wired that way. We just can't do the things that he does because we're not wired the way he is. But anyhow, permanent loss of capital in a well-diversified equity portfolio, JC, is always a human achievement of which the market is itself is incapable. Does that make sense?
Yes.
The market cannot force you to take a permanent loss. Only you can do that, in my opinion. Back in the day, we used to have commercials, JC, with Smokey the Bear.
He used to say, only you can prevent forest fires.
That's right. Only you can prevent a permanent loss of capital, in my opinion. And that's where the Smokey fits in. Smokey comes into play here. Not like puppies. Only you can prevent forest fires, if I haven't confused you yet. Only you can prevent a permanent loss of capital, and that's by panicking, you know, not panicking and selling out at the bottom. And following your plan. You know, we've talked about this before many times. Following your plan. Have a plan. And most importantly, stay with the plan.
Stick to it.
No matter what happens. Stay with the plan no matter what happens. And people have asked me in the last year or so if I deviate from our strategies, and I just tell them no. I stick to my strategies because if I deviate from the strategies, it ends up in something bad.
Something bad's going to happen.
I end up doing something wrong because if your gut's telling you this or that, you should follow your strategy. When in doubt, follow your strategy. That's the best advice I'd say we can give to anybody, regardless of what your strategy is. Not all strategies are equal. Some are good and some are not so good. But if you don't follow them, it's a bad idea. That's all I can say.
You're trading on emotion.
It's going to be bad. It's going to end in a bad way. Yes, you're going to be trading on emotion, and emotions are rarely right when it comes to investing.
You know, for the last decade, it has been like a standard to blame. We don't have enough time for this. We'll talk about this another day. Sorry, I didn't realize we were towards the end of the segment.
Okay. All right, we're about out of time. I want to remind you of our free book, Bond Investing for Dummies. You can get a free copy of the book and a report on bond funds. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Thank you very much for listening.
The opinion.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,